Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton with more stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Right now, Juliana Smoke starts our preview of stories for this week.
Thanks, Rod. It's called the Baby Comfort Station, where parents are provided a clean place to change and feed their babies, is opening up doors to share the gospel.
I'm John Graham, and after surviving a plane crash, doctors didn't give him much hope. But a visit to heaven was all Mickey Robinson needed. He's with us today on The Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we'll hear from an author and the editor of one of the nation's leading Christian periodicals on the subject of the irrelevant majority.
I'm Myrna Brown, how a worship leader and church planter is given the opportunity to tour with Jesus Culture. He'll talk about that tremendous blessing.
Also today, spiritual renewal and you on our Missions Georgia Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Fall brings fair season for many communities. And in our first story, churches come together to help fairgoers with babies and to hear the good news. With more, here's Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke.
The Georgia National Fair in Perry, Georgia attracts over 400,000 people every October. Area Georgia Baptist Churches and the Rehoboth Baptist Association is meeting a unique need by offering a baby comfort station at the fair. They provide parents a clean place to change and feed their babies, and while doing so, they are sharing the gospel with them. Tim Millwood is the associational missionary for the Rehoboth Baptist Association, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You know, I think every parent, one time or another, has been in that situation where they need a clean place to change or feed their baby, and you all are there to meet this unique need.
We are. It's really a great ministry. It's been going for a number of years and seems to be very well received. We offer a place for moms to come in and change their babies. We use towelettes and things to wipe clean every time between every changing. We also offer a place for moms to feed their babies, either bottle-fed or breastfed. Mm-hmm. It's a very private area. So we really offer what I think is a great alternative to sometimes not so desirable public restrooms.
Oh, sure, sure. And how many people come through your tent over the 2 weeks?
We average somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500.
Wow. And how many volunteers does that take to pull it off?
It takes about 140. Those volunteers are the ones who really make this happen.
Oh, I'm sure. And do the volunteers come from many churches in the area?
They do. We are very well represented from across the association, and we also have partnerships with surrounding associations and churches mm-hmm. from there. We have people who have served for years and every year call us and say, hey, we're willing to serve again. Send us information and get us registered for a slot.
Mm-hmm. So it takes a little bit of everybody pitching in and helping out to pull this off. And the whole purpose of the Baby Comfort Station is to be able to tell these families about Jesus.
Exactly. We do share tracts at the tent, but one of the things that we also do is we have a partnership with My Fair Lady Ministry, a rather unique ministry that comes out of one of our churches, Houston Lake Baptist Church in Perry, and Lynn Kuntz heads that ministry. They offer the gospel through a wordless book presentation, and we seem to be the drawing card for families in the place where we are. And right next door to us every year is this evangelistic My Fair Lady Ministry where the gospel is shared. But it's a wonderful partnership because families come down there to use our service, our ministry. We share the gospel, share tracts with them, but also what we've learned is that the folks next door really have a way of grabbing them and just sitting down and just very succinctly sharing the gospel with them.
Wow, wow. So you said the Baby Comfort Station is used to draw people in. Do you see that meeting a need and loving on their children helps break down the walls?
Absolutely. One thing that we have seen is that every year after the fair, I get all kinds of calls, cards, thank yous from moms, from parents, from grandparents about how much that ministry meant to them, how appreciative they are. Sometimes they even send us gifts to offset the cost of next year. So it's really a great thing. It's been very well received, and I think it's deeply appreciated.
Mm-hmm. And you all see people responding to the gospel every year.
We do. The tent ministry next door, My Fair Lady, has seen somewhere between 1,800 and 2,000 decisions mm-hmm. each year.
Wow.
That's phenomenal. But you got to think about, too, there aren't many events that attract 400,000 people.
That's right. It sounds like an incredible ministry. And the Georgia National Fair is right around the corner. How can we pray for this ministry?
And the greatest way you can pray for us is that we would be the witness that we need to be, and that the Lord would use us to draw people to Him. You know, it's His work. I learned a long time ago in the ministry that we can open our mouth, but unless the Spirit's at work, not a lot is going to happen. We're to be a faithful witness, but we trust Him to be working. We try to be very sensitive to His leading, and what we see happen is Him using us, all these volunteers, this ministry, our partners next door, to win people to Him.
We've been speaking with Tim Millwood, Associational Missionary for the Rehoboth Baptist Association. Thank you for joining us today, and we will certainly be praying for you all.
Thank you. It's been a joy.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
When everyone is asking why, we answer with help, healing, and hope. We are Southern Baptist Disaster Relief. We answer. To help, visit BaptistRelief.org. A message from the North American Mission Board.
Thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio. After a plane crash, medical professionals thought that he was a lost cause. But his story ends differently. Mickey Robinson tells his story in his book called Falling into Heaven, and to John Graham on Today's Culture Connection.
On August 15, 1968, 19-year-old skydiver Mickey Robinson crashed to what should have been his death. Half of his body covered in third-degree burns, doctors and nurses believed Mickey to be a lost cause. However, God had a different plan. He's just published his story in Falling into Heaven, and he's here on the Culture Connection to tell us all about it. Mickey, how are you doing?
Fine. Good to hear from you.
Oh, man, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. Tell our listeners in a little bit more detail about August 15th, 1968.
Well, I'd done many adventurous things in my life, and I was always looking for more, and I became very obsessed with skydiving. August 15th, 1968 was supposed to be a routine practice jump. And shortly after takeoff, we lost the engine with a total engine failure at low altitude on takeoff. Nose pitched forward. We had an aerodynamic stall. Came straight down and hit a tree going 100 miles an hour. Then the airplane cartwheeled on its wings, slammed into the ground. The other skydivers were relatively uninjured. The plane went up in flames. He heard screaming and realized I was trapped inside along with the pilot. And I was soaked with gasoline and on fire from head to toe. He yanked me out with superhuman strength, rolled me over the ground, and the last thing I remember is they would load me in the ambulance and driving me away. And for the first time in my life, a self-sufficient, self-made man knew I was in trouble. And I cried out to a God I never served. I was raised in the church, but I was just living for the moment.
So the doctors were pretty well convinced that you were going to die from this.
They quit trying to save my life. They were just waiting for me to die. And that's when the power of God intervened.
Well, yeah. I mean, the rest of the story, or the next part of it, I should say, you actually had a visit to heaven.
I remember this day as clear as a bell. My spirit and soul, we are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body.
Yeah.
Our body enables us to live in the environment on earth, and it's an important piece of equipment while you're here. But our spirit is the real us and our soul. And my legs came right down through my body. I could feel it go through the mattress of the bed, through the box springs, and then I was ejected. I was perpendicular, and I was ejected straight out. Instantly, I was transported into a spiritual dimension, shocked by what I was seeing and feeling and the kind of understanding I was having simultaneously. And the biggest shock was the understanding of eternity. Everything here is related to time. Everything in the physical created plane, every physical thing, including what you can see with your eyes up into the sky, it has a beginning and an end. But everything in the spirit is everlasting. There was a white portal in the distance, and it felt peaceful. And I had understanding of what it was. I began to cry out the same clumsy prayer I prayed in the ambulance, in the emergency room, many times in intensive care. God, I'm sorry. Give me another chance. Now I started screaming, no, God, please. Give me another chance. I'm sorry. I want to live. And then I was thrust through this white portal. And there was just a sliver of white light left. And I was standing in the presence of Almighty God. And that somehow the incredible love and mercy of God qualified me for the atonement, which Jesus died for, and to be cleansed, to stand in the presence of God. Instantly, I knew I was going to never die forever. And the undiluted love of God was being poured into me. The most ecstatic, blissful, we don't have the right, we're going to have to invent the right words to describe it.
So when you come out of this experience, you find yourself with a body that is broken up, burns from head to toe, and yet you have a hope and a purpose.
You know, and I was so full of it. It's a different kind of love, and this peace is not from this world. And a person who was never supposed to live, lived. The person who was never supposed to walk, jumped out of airplanes. I'm a snow skier today.
46 years later, you're writing this story in print. What are you hoping readers get from this?
I want you to know that every life has possibilities. I was scientifically, emotionally, and spiritually hopeless. But God, being rich in mercy, intervened. If God can help me, he can help anybody. And there's a purpose for every single life. God loves everyone. There's 7 billion people on this beautiful blue planet. And there's a lot of desperate ones that have never heard the message, or there's a lot of hurting ones that know the Lord or have been in church, and they need to know the love and the power of God for them, and they need to activate every type of that living reality.
Well, the book is called Falling Into Heaven, and Mickey, thank you so much for your time. How can folks get a hold of the book?
I'll tell you what, they just Google MickeyRobinson.com. They've created a website just for the book. I'm offering it cheaper than it would be in the stores or anywhere else, along with a free audio version of my story.
Mickey, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, John, and thank you, listeners.
Until next time, I'm John Graham, bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world to inspire you to live your life with purpose. And it's your turn to let us hear from you. You can give us your comments about today's program, maybe a past program, and we'd love to hear your story suggestions. Send it to our email, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And another way to talk back to us is Facebook and Twitter. We're at LWP Radio. Again, that's LWP Radio on both Facebook and Twitter. And by the way, we have a free gift for you. It's called Words of Life. It's the hardback edition, a devotional book from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And yes, it's free just for the asking. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's just our way of saying thanks for being a listener to the program. All right, let's get back to our stories. And here's Myrna.
Thanks, Rod. Coming up, the story of how a worship leader and church planter is given the opportunity to tour with Jesus Culture. He'll talk about that tremendous blessing.
All right, thanks. Also ahead is our Mission Georgia moment, and we answer the question, what is spiritual renewal? But before all that, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for our story of Irrelevant Majority.
In our society today, the question could be asked, just how relevant is the church? Or how influential are the followers of Christ in our world today? Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks about these questions with an author and the editor of the nation's oldest religious periodical. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to be in the studio today with Dr. Gerald Harris, who is the editor of the Christian Index, which is the oldest continuously published religious periodical in the nation. Gerald is an outstanding writer. He's in touch with not only Baptist issues, but religious issues in America and across the world, and an excellent preacher and a servant of Jesus Christ. Gerald, what a joy it is to have you with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. Watt. I'm delighted to be here today.
Gerald, I'm glad you're able to come in and talk with us about a very important subject, because you recently wrote a challenging article in the Christian Index that you entitled The Irrelevant Majority. What is the irrelevant majority?
Well, I was inspired to write the editorial because I saw a video in which a woman by the name of Bridget Gabriel was on a panel, and in the audience there was a Muslim woman who stood up and said, "You always portray the Islam religion as being a very radical and militant group, and I think that is unfair." Bridget Gabrielson responded by saying, Well, there are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world, and I agree that most of them are peaceful, but 15 to 25% are radicals. That means that 180 to 300 million Muslims are radicals. And yet you and your peaceful majority have said absolutely nothing to denigrate the activities of the radicals. You are a part of an irrelevant majority. And I took her comments and tried to write an editorial that would indicate that there is an irrelevant majority in the church today and in our nation as well.
So your premise is that many Christians today hold beliefs of what is right and what is wrong, but have succumbed to apathy or indifference or perceived societal pressures to not be engaged. Gerald, I have to say, I totally agree with you. We see this in our churches all across the land. I see it everywhere. Our society is disengaged spiritually in so many ways. I know you go into specifics in your article. What do you see is really going on here?
Well, I think we have just settled down to an easygoing complacency. I quoted Elie Wiesel, who wrote a book called Night. And in that book, the author said, "Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. The opposite of good is not evil, but indifference. And the opposite of faith is not heresy, but indifference." I think we're living in the day of the Laodicean church. And that church was a church that boasted of superficial successes, but God said that they were wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And I don't think we have a very clear view of what is happening to the church today. We look at some prosperity and success, but we don't really see that the vast majority of the people in our churches are disengaged.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I guess the overarching question at this point, Gerald, what can we do about that?
I think we have to start with prayer, because unless God intervenes and helps us, there's not very much that I see that we can do. There has to be some kind of a divine energizing of the people, or we're just going to continue on this downward spiral. And it really should be concerning to all of us, and I think it's knee time in America.
There's no doubt in my mind, and I'm sure in the minds of many, that we need to be challenged to stand up for what is right. We need to get engaged. We need to make a difference in our culture and in our community as God leads us. Could you perhaps point our listeners to some resources or authors that might help us to gain a better perspective on this?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I've gone back to some old books that I have that have really inspired me. Books by A.W. Tozer, books by Vance Havner, books by Leonard Ravenhill. And they have really inspired me and energized me, because the truths that were emphasized 50, 60 years ago are still valid for today.
Absolutely.
They were crying out for revival and for people to pray. And I think that's exactly what we need to do today.
There's absolutely no doubt that part of living a life with purpose is to stand up for God's principles, God's precepts, for His ways. Christ followers should always look to Him for guidance and to follow the precepts of His Word. Gerald, I want to thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio. We're so grateful for your leadership among Georgia Baptists and Southern Baptists, and for your incredible gifts that you share through the Christian Index.
Well, we're just hoping, Dr. White, that the Christian Index can make a difference and that it can challenge people to be involved. You know, years ago, Edmund Burke said the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing.
Right.
And so we need to assert ourselves and stand up for righteousness in this day.
Amen. How can folks get a copy of the Christian Index? Gerald, would you like to give a little commercial right now before we sign off?
Well, I would be delighted to. Obviously, you can call our office, but we're also online at christianindex.org, and people can subscribe online. One thing that I'm excited about right now is that we're providing churches with an online group subscription. And we have already had about 20 or 25 churches that have availed themselves of this opportunity. Even the largest church in Georgia can get all of their members who have email addresses online for $500. First Baptist Church Woodstock, for example, sent us 6,129 email addresses, and many of those people have already subscribed, and that was only for $500.
That's outstanding. I'm glad to hear about that, and I know our listeners are glad to hear about that. ChristianIndex.org.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I encourage our listeners to go there and get engaged with Christian Index. Y'all are doing a great work. Thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you so much.
For more information on the Christian Index, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Jesus Culture is a global movement with music and a message that's awakening hearts to worship and demonstrate the love and power of God wherever we go. Let's get the story as Myrna Brown talks with Justin Jarvis about atmospheres here on Life with Purpose Radio.
We're standing on the edge of something true. This moment is a holy one.
Justin Jarvis is a songwriter, worship leader, and church planner. And recently, he spent 2 weeks on the road ministering with one of the most influential Christian bands around, and he can't wait to tell us all about it. Right, Justin?
Right. Thanks, Myrna.
Doing okay?
I'm doing great today.
Well, I know.
I'm actually out on the road.
I was getting ready to say, I know you're on the road and you're headed to Nebraska. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. But we want to talk about your first on the road experience.
Absolutely. I had the opportunity to go out with the Jesus Culture band in March. Just had an awesome opportunity to go out with those guys, and it was awesome to see cities come out, you know, just to worship the Lord, and it was super cool.
Some of our listeners may not be familiar with Jesus Culture, you know, the band, the movement. Explain
right.
to us, you know, why this is a big deal.
I think one of the special things about Jesus Culture, they're a conference ministry and a youth movement. I think the special thing about them in terms of what they're doing in our nation right now and then in other nations as it spills over out of what God's doing here is that they're empowering youth with an incredible message, just that young people can go out and do what they love to do what they want to do with their life. Whether you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or an artist or work in a church or whatever that is, go and do what you love to do, and at the same time take the love and power and presence of God into that sphere with you and bring change through the gospel, bring change for the kingdom of God. I think that's an empowering message for young people because it doesn't box you into one place. It just says, hey, take the love of Jesus into your sphere, whatever, whoever you are and whatever you want to do, and see that love change people.
Absolutely. It's key. I mean, it is the message. There is no other message more important than that message. And you get to spread that message. And you did that particularly with Jesus Culture. And it was a unique opportunity. And out of that came this live new project, this live project called Atmospheres.
Come on, let's lift him up.
Absolutely. We tracked the Atmospheres record over 10 cities, 10 stops. After the tour, you know, we went in and took the best songs from the different cities we were in and compiled a full-length record. We're so excited to share these moments with the world.
Yeah, come on! His presence is here in our midst. His goodness is our portion. Who has made the world turn?
I think that's one thing that's powerful about recording live worship is that not only are you capturing the moment with individuals that gathered in a city to seek the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus, but, you know, when you capture those, you can take that moment and you can share it with the world and you can share it with them over and over and over again.
And Atmospheres, this new project, the majority of the work, it was written by you, and these are the same songs that you sing in your church, the church that you planted in Florida.
Pretty much all of the songs have just been staple anthems for our church in Fort Lauderdale. You know, through the years, we've just had the opportunity to write and perform and record our own music for our community. Mm. And so, you know, the songs were all born in and through that local church context. And so they all carry a message for transformation and just solid theology of Jesus and who he is and what that should mean to us and how we put that into action with our faith every day.
Let me ask you this. How does a little, you know, a church planter, a tiny church, I assume, get to tour with a band as renowned and well-known as Jesus Culture?
I don't know. I think by the grace of God, you know. I mean, the Lord's done it. He's opened the doors. I'm just so thankful.
One more question. Have you ever been on a short-term mission trip?
When I was a junior in college, the Lord just really stirred my heart for nations and went to many nations, went down to South America, Southeast Asia, Africa, Europe, and just got to see what God's doing there, got to partner with local people that are on the ground there.
Justin Jarvis, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much, Mariner. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Now on today's Mission Georgia Moment, we answer the question, what is spiritual renewal, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Help us just become just better Christians, just become a better servant to the Lord.
Just to be drawn closer to God.
Spiritual renewal is one of those things that's difficult to define, but you know it when you see it. I think about Matthew 6:33 in the Good News Translation. It says we're to be more concerned about the kingdom of God than anything else in our lives, more focused upon what God requires of us. That's what it means to be spiritually renewed. Our focus of our Mission Georgia emphasis is spiritual renewal. There are so many incredible stories that you're going to see as you go through the material. I'm sure that you have your own story. I can't wait to hear it. God is at work in Georgia. As important as Lottie Moon is to the International Mission Board, as important as Annie Armstrong is to the North American Mission Board, the Mission Georgia offering is important to the ministry of Georgia Baptist, serving Georgia for Him. Would you commit to cooperate together, to join our hearts together in prayer that God would help us to see a spiritually revived and renewed Georgia?
For more information on how you can be a part of the Mission Georgia Season of Prayer and Offering, just go to the website missiongeorgia.org. missiongeorgia.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope stories that you've heard today have inspired you to live life with purpose. As we heard about baby comfort stations, Mickey Robinson's falling into heaven, irrelevant majority, Jesus Culture, and Mission Georgia Season of Prayer and Offering. Please be with us next time for more stories of people living their lives of purpose, and visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and Agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.